Don't you know that I put praise and worship in your heart and your mouth? Don't you know it? But when you muffle the praise, when you muffle the worship, who's gonna praise me? Who's gonna worship me in your stead? I've given each one of you the ability to worship and to praise. By you refusing to open your mouth, refusing to set your heart upon me, you're saying, it doesn't matter. Somebody else can do it, not me. God says tonight, I don't want your excuses. I don't want your excuses. I don't want your excuses. When I have given you everything you need to worship me. I'm not looking for a pretty voice. I'm not looking for talent. Your decision to override fear and being uncomfortable to sing my praises. You see, because there's a level of intimacy and relationship that happens only in this place of worship and praise that you will not get any other way. So my people, when it is time to sing, sing. When it is time to praise, praise. When it's time to worship, worship. For I've given you that ability, and I'm done with excuses. You say, God, this is too hard. It's too much. But he says, I'm with you. I would never ask you to do something you couldn't do. But I will never override your will. So when you come to this place of corporate worship, it's like practice so you can go home and do it. So don't let these moments pass you by. Because in this river of my worship and my fellowship and my intimacy is everything you've been looking for.